What about, so a real common piece of equipment, the ropes would be tied to a limb of a tree and you'd have a plank at the bottom?
Swing.
A swing, okay. What would you call a container for coal that you might keep near the stove or the fireplace? What would you call that thing?
Coal bucket.
Coal bucket. Would there be a different name for the thing that you use to bring in the coal from the coal pile into the house? You ever heard of a coal scuttle?
Right, I've heard of a coal scuttle, right.
Is that the same thing as the coal bucket you're talking about?
I think it is, right.
Okay. What do you call that thing that runs from the stove, from an old-fashioned stove to the chimney?
That's called a stovepipe.
Stovepipe. What about the thing right outside the house that the smoke comes out of? Might not necessarily be a chimney that we've been talking about, but what?
Right outside of the house, huh?
Yeah. You heard that called a flue?
Yep.
Did I describe it accurately? Okay. All right. What about something, some big thing that turns around that you might use to sharpen your axe with?
Grindstone?
Grindstone. And then if you wanted to put a finer edge on it, you could use one of these portable things. What do you call that?
Still a grinding stone, but I think I've heard the word wet rock.
Wet rock. Okay. What do you call that thing that I drove up in?
Car.
Car. Anything else?
Automobile.
Automobile. Okay. And if your car or your truck were squeaking, you might take it into the garage and ask them to put it up on the rack and do what to it?
Grease the joints.
Grease it, okay. If you got that stuff all over your hands, you say your hands were
greasy.
Okay. Also, if you drove up to a service station, you might ask the attendant to open the hood and check the
oil.
Okay. Check the oil. What about, what is it that is used to burn in old-fashioned lamps?
Kerosene.
Kerosene. You ever heard that called anything else?
Mm-hmm. I do believe so. I'm trying to remember what it was. Coal oil.
Coal oil. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a makeshift lamp or a temporary lamp that you might make out of a bottle and a piece of rag and some kerosene?
We're getting close to a Montauk.
I got that from somebody else.
A makeshift lamp?
Yeah.
Made out of a bottle, kerosene, and a rag.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about now. Huh. Nah, I started saying, no. I can't. It loses me right now.
You ever heard of a flambeau?
No.
Okay. Would people call that maybe just a torch?
Torch is what it meant.
Okay. What about inside of the tire of a car is the inner...
Inner tube.
Okay. If you've just built a boat and you want to check it out, you take it down to the pond and you say you're going to do what? The process of putting it in the water, you're going to?
Launch
the boat.
Launch the boat, yeah.
Okay. What about what particular type of boat might you use to go fishing in a small lake? You know, you take oars and you...
Rowboat? Rowboat, right.
How is the bottom of a rowboat shaped? Is it flat or what?
I've seen them flat bottom, and I've also seen them with some type of contour.
Mm-hmm. But you still call it a rowboat?
A rowboat, yeah.
Okay. All right. What if a woman wanted to go to town to buy a dress of a particular color in order to make sure she got it of the right color? She might take along a little square of cloth with her to match. What would you call that little square of cloth?
Piece of cloth.
You ever heard it called a sample or something like that?
Well, a piece of cloth or a sample. Right?
Okay. All right. If a little girl has a very becoming dress, you might say to her, "My, what a
pretty dress."
What a pretty dress. Okay, and the comparative of that would be, this dress is pretty, but that one is?
prettier.
Prettier in the superlative. This is the, of all the dresses, the...
Would be prettier.
Okay. What about, what would a woman wear in the kitchen to protect her dress?
Apron.
An apron, all right. And this thing right here is a ballpoint
pen.
Uh-huh. And to hold up a baby's diaper or keep it in place, you use a what?
Safety pin.
Safety pin, okay. Soup usually, the soup that you buy usually comes in a what?
Can.
What's that usually made out of?
It's made of metal. What kind of metal? Must have been made out of aluminum.
Aluminum, okay. What about a lot of houses have a metal covering over them? What's
tin?
That?
Mm-hmm.